So today is Saturday, August 11, 2018 of a whirlwind year, and this is our new moon session. And for those of you who don't know me, this is Debbie Moran. And we were just talking, and as I was saying before I started the recording, I want to put this on the recording for those who maybe don't know that with this type of work, well, in fact, you know, life, I feel like life is like one session. It's one big series of links of synchronicity. But with specific intentions and specific sessions, when we come together, the moment you decide and the moment that you commit is when the session has begun. And so I leave that open right now for anybody who wants to say hi and perhaps introduce themselves briefly and just say, do you have any specific intentions?
I will go first. This is Doreen, and I have been through a lot of changes and letting go in the past almost year, and I've recently given notice at my job. And I want, my intention is to keep doing the next right thing for me and those involved with me with patience, wisdom, and grace.
Oh, I love it. Thank you, Doreen. That's beautiful.
All right. I'm Leslie Ann Nansen. First time joining you guys. Before you started recording, just figuring out, I've been a body talk practitioner for, I guess, a little over 16 years. Also, Parama, bat, and animal body talk. You know, studied with Lucia and so forth. And I'm moved to big life changes. And ditto on what Doreen said. I had that written down on a piece of paper. And I did my new moon intentions before this phone call. Write them down and then burn it, because the smoke is what. Are your prayers going to heaven for the next 30 days? So in addition to what Doreen said, I'm recovering from a difficult personal situation, relocated to upstate New York and with a new life. And so in addition, my intentions are healthy weight loss and accomplishing tasks with ease, and a prayer for my farm is for sale, and it will be very beneficial, but the township and other obstacles, I pray, will clear so that the project can go through and come to fruition. And that's about it.
Thank you.
Oh, one other thing that I've been receiving body talk sessions once a week from Doreen since January, and prior to that, it was Melanie Buzek. I miss her so much.
Oh, me too.
And outside of, you know, attending body talk classes, I really never received body talk from other people except from Mel and Doreen. And then back in the day, I was part of a Parama swaps, but that was really a long time ago. And I kind of been on a sabbatical for the past couple years, just maintaining my regular folks, you know, once a month distantly. Now that I moved to New York, that have been with me for, 15 years, which I think is such a blessing. So it's a big time of change, and I'd like to settle in and feel comfortable in my skin. That's it.
Welcome, Leslie, and thanks.
Okay.
Hey, Debbie, this is Angela.
Hi, Ann.
Hey. And I've had kind of an amazing thing happen even since the call started. I've started to experience healing in my body. I've had a lot of congestion going on for the past week. And it... It's like leaving the body, which is awesome. So thank you. And for this new moon, I'd like to carry forward kind of last month's intentions, but in a broader way, because this feels, you know, I've got big Leo energy. This is about heart desire. So just placing that in our new moon call. Understanding, for me personally, understanding what that is
And then being able to speak that, make requests clearly of what it is I'm wanting. And it's really for everything. I mean, I've kind of come full circle. I completely moved myself. I'm living at a location I completely love, gone through a few cycles of transformation, and I just want to move forward open-hearted.
Nice. Are you complete?
I am complete.
That was beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else? And just know, you do not have to speak it. It's all included. I just feel
Angela,
like,
what's your last name?
Carpenter.
Okay.
Hello, this is Melanie in Florida. I just wanted to say hello. I don't really have an intention to manifest into words at the moment. Working through a lot of stuff right now. Just, it's all complicated. So I'm just trying to do my best moment to moment. But
I know.
Hello, I'm glad I'm here. Glad you're here. You. Glad everyone is here together. It's a super, really super little space.
Nice. I'm glad you're here too, Melanie. Well, I'll read one while everybody's in the mode of deciding whether they speak up or not. I'm going to read one for Rhonda, who couldn't be on the call tonight. She and her daughter, and she wants to set her intention for clarity, internal and external peacefulness, so that she can hear what the universe is saying to her. Her daughter would like to set her intentions for happiness, awareness, and peacefulness. And their little dog, Rue, who was hurt by an attack of other dogs, they're just wanting to set intention of healing, of love, internal and external healing.
Oh, Rue!
I know, Rue, exactly. And you and I, all of you who work with animals, know that there's something there for the owner, too. So, Jess, I say this to you with love. I set intention for healing and clarity for you, too.
This is Melanie. I have a new animal in my household. Very unexpectedly, I was up in Ohio for a couple of weeks and getting ready to head back to Florida on Monday morning, and there was a wild kitten crying outside my window. And aww. Within 3 hours of waking up and having to get in the car and head to Florida, I had to tame down the kitten enough to capture it and feed it and get it in the car and take it to Florida with me. And now he is quite inseparable with my neck. So all's good.
Oh, it is good.
Real, what's his name? His name is Jack, Geneva Jack. Found him in Geneva. And the first time he sat on my lap, after I had fed him, I was still in Ohio there and trying to decide kind of what to do. And he sat down, he got real calm on my lap and started to fall asleep. And as you can imagine, someone who's wild, an entity that's wild and in fear and abandoned by its mother and all this stuff and crying all night long, needed some sleep. So it started to fall asleep and, you know, relax. And that was a very good sign to me. When he did that, he really stretched out his hind legs and had his legs like right together to each other and pointed his toes so much. He was stretching them and everything. And his body was in his perfect jackknife position, right, like a pike position. I was like, oh, you're a little jack.
cued and his nervous system just balanced then. That's nice.
Yes, yes, it really was. It was, and he just got there and he held it too. It wasn't like he just sort of stretched and released, but he just, it was this couple of minutes of just this intense balancing. I think you're exactly right, Debbie. That's what was going on. Yeah.
Yeah. His nervous system reset. Hi, who's this?
Chris,
hi.
Hey. Hi. How are you?
I'm well, and you?
I'm better. I got bit by my cat. And I ended up in emergency like 2 weeks ago. And, oh, my gosh, I ended up having a tetanus shot and, like, IV antibiotics and was on, like, antibiotics for 5 days. But I did lots of healing. And, you know, I love the cat. And I realized the cat was scared, right, our cat. But I'm really good. It's healed now. But it
good.
Was, yeah, I feel better now.
Good.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Obviously there was something in there for you. I don't believe anything happened by accident. So.
No, there was something there for me. Just one second. I'm going to turn the kettle off.
Okay. So, Chris, are you there? Are you there?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. Did you have an intention or you just wanted to say hi and pop off?
Oh, no, I'm here. I'm here. I'm just intending to live my highest divine potential on all levels. And, yeah, just letting go. I'm also intending to let go with ease and grace whatever is not serving me and everyone. And also to be able to receive abundance with ease and grace, too. And to have fun.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yay.
Okay, thank you.
Yay, okay.
Anybody else? Well, Norman is at home, and he's in the other room, so he's trying to make sure that we don't have an echo. So he's muted, but his intention is knowing who he is.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know that I have, I resonate with everybody's intentions. For me, what I'm recognizing is this is a time of one thing after another. This is really, really such a pivotal time right now is what I'm getting. And yeah. Before I read all of the astrology posts, it was amazing to me because I just kind of shared with all of my astrologer friends. You just kind of put all of what I've been receiving into your own words. And it's just all, it just kind of confirms to me that I am listening more clearly and following my guidance and trusting more. And so those of you who have been on the calls before know that my prayer was always, I am ready, I am willing, make me able. And now I now feel able. So I am asking for just simply being able to be with whatever shows up and knowing that all the resources are there and ready and willing and able to work with me.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever that means. So just trusting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so everybody, just unless somebody else has something else to add. Anybody have anything to add?
No.
Okay.
I posted my intentions, and there are about 10 of them.
Oh.
Anyone can look at those.
Carmen. Well, I was on there looking at them. You want to just read them?
Okay.
Or share them, or do you want to just leave them there?
I'll leave them there.
Okay. I'm just going to leave them there. And I'm just going to put them, I'm just letting them show up however they show up, okay?
Thank you.
I am feeling a lot of animal energy tonight.
Mm.
I'm saying hello to Sozo and Zoe, who are not on the call, who are two birds that have participated for as long as I can remember. And I'm feeling lots of cats and dogs and horses. In fact, I'm seeing all the animals show up. It's just really lovely. It's like they're all just kind of there just watching and observing and listening and going, aha, I have goosebumps with feeling that. And so, and I have to mention the trees. For me, and this is what I'm, what's showing up for everybody too. For me, it, I've been really working with all of the elements of life these days. And I'm sharing this with you because I've had a new level of understanding in terms of resources. We all talk about our resources. And you know what? We are all of life. We are connected to everything. And all of our resources are available for us. Our misunderstanding has been that our resources are available for us to use. And they are not there for us to use. They are there for us to work with because they are part of the all. They are part of us. So if we work with them, if we partner with all of the elements of life, and instead of thinking that the tools in our toolboxes are there simply for us to use, if we recognize the life and the essence and the consciousness of what they are and how they relate and we relate, then our lives are going to broaden and wake up in ways that we cannot even begin to imagine. And whoever's playing with the silverware or whatever, either please mute yourself or so it's not part of the recording, please. So, okay, that person cannot hear me, so I'm going to mute them myself. Okay. All right. So,
very interesting, Missy. Go
ahead.
What you were talking about, the different life forces and entities and tapping into different things, has been that really resonated with me in the last month. I've had several, including the kitten, but other unusual encounters with insects and different kinds of things, starting with this dragonfly that came inside my office. It was in my office. I was working at my desk, and I felt something tapping on my shoulder, and it kept repeatedly tapping, and I just was looking at what I was doing and not at my shoulder, and I brushed it away and tried to brush it away, and it kept tapping on me. And so then I turned to look, and it was this dragonfly, and he had sat on the corner of my chair and was staring right at me when I looked at him, just looking dead into my soul. And it just awoke something inside of me, that part of me that is that subconscious mind that we shut down all the time when we're trying to do whatever we're think we're programmed to try to get done in the day, you know, our busy work and all that stuff. And it was like it tapped into and awoke that part of me that was that part that needs to listen, you know?
Yes,
and
I do know.
It was just so amazing. And then I had this lightning. I was up north, and this lightning bug sort of did the same thing. They usually kind of just flitter around and everything, but this one got right up in my face and was hovering like I couldn't even see him move. He was just so steady and looking right at me. He was just maybe, you know, 18 inches away from my face and just hovering there with his light on. It was so weird.
Exactly.
And it was reminding me again, oh yeah, the dragonfly thing. I can't forget that. You know, I got to remember what that was, because it was just so clear to me for a couple of weeks after that happened, like my whole, I was just so awakened. It was amazing. Just had to throw that out there and share that. It was something that's happened in the last month. Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you know what the dragonfly represents?
I kind of looked it up and it was, I don't, you know, to me.
Illusion? Illusion,
yeah.
And you know who you really are.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And what I'm actually learning
I just
is
took it as just the universe in a physical, tangible form was telling me to listen to my intuition. And here's where, and showing me where it was, what part of the brain, what part of my thoughts and what was going on inside of me, how I, where I needed to look to pick it up and where I needed to listen. And it showed me right where it was.
And that's what I'm talking about right there. I'm talking about that. The universe is speaking to each and every one of us if we're willing to listen.
Yeah, I almost took it as an admonishment. This is like, you haven't been listening here. This is where you need to, you know, and I was saying, it was like, what is that?
I know exactly what you're saying.
And this kitten, it was crying at my window, like all, there are three people in the house, all of their windows facing the same side of the house. A sidewalk along the whole side of it. He could have chosen any window. But he was sitting out in, outside my window, and I kept hearing it, like, through the night, but, like, waking up and sort of hearing it, but then going back to sleep, and there's a lot of other noises, too. She lives right next to a railroad track, so, and it was a busy, there's a cross signal there, and it's blaring its train horn and all that stuff throughout the night. And, but I was semi-conscious of hearing some kind of noise going on out there, some kind of squeaking, some kind of, you know, little critter sound. But as I got more awakened in the early in the morning, then I realized what it really was. I thought, God, that's got to be a cat, you know, because it was just the tiniest little meow, meow, you know, that kind of stuff, and just crying. I thought, oh, it's crying for its mommy. Yeah. Oh.
Yes. So let's all just stop and take a breath. A few breaths, actually. Actually, just saw the planet Sirius, and it's showing up, and it's grateful that humanity, that some of us are starting to listen, and it's saying, open your inner ears wider. Open your inner eyes wider. Open your heart wider. And trust and know. Huh. And I love all the planets are showing up as like the dog star Sirius and the constellation Leo. The lion is saying, wake up, time to wake up. It's time to hear the inner stirrings of your soul. and to allow them to rise. Allow the spark to be ignited and to rise in such a way that it synchronizes and links up the heart, the soul, the three brains, the heart, the soul, the mind, the aspects of being that are all part of the same being, but feeling not fragmented, but feeling the images more like out of alignment. So bringing the aspects of being into alignment with the heart. And the heart's desires, but from a place of clarity of purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And recognizing that our purposes are all significant. They're all interlinked. All interlocked, not in a way to restrict, rather in a way to energize each individual heart and soul, to bring alive the passions. And it's funny because the words that are coming to mind are the passion of the Christ, not from the movie title, but more from the passion. As I've said before, you know, peace and passion are not indistinct. They don't travel independently. They are thought of as opposite ends of the spectrum, but they're not. There is passion in true peace, and peace in true passion. And that's all part of the heart's desire that's needing to surface and come to light into the mind's eye, into the intuitive aspects, the third eye. Awakening all of the chakras and linking them up to the physicality. And Saturn is coming to light now. And Saturn is the structured planet. And it is coming in now to provide, it usually kind of gets a bad rap because it can be harsh. But it's showing up to say, you know, with all this craziness going on, can we come to a place where we feel stable in the storm? Where we not only feel stable in the storm, we are the stability in the storm. So for anybody that wants to speak, I might put everybody on mute because I was hearing some noise and it got quiet. And then what I'm going to do is say, anybody that wants to unmute yourself, please. And you mute and unmute yourself by hitting *6. So it's not that I don't want the participation. I do. I just don't want the background noise. So if you want to unmute yourself, please hit *6. So, going into the soul of the matter is what I'm hearing. Oh, this is beautiful. The soul of the matter. And the soul of the matter is that synchronizing, that linking, that connecting of the heart and the soul. Bringing everything into alignment so that if we're willing to listen and be still and quiet with that listening, it's like a rocket is being launched. This is Abraham language now. A rocket of desire is being launched. And they're always being launched. But if we allow ourselves to synchronize and stay connected from that centered space, and that doesn't mean you have to sit still and be silent all the time, but it helps, especially when there's a lot of activity and a lot of noise in the mind and in the external environment. So this is what the animals are saying too. The animals, and I love your story about the bugs, Melanie, that's beautiful. I have had several encounters myself with different bugs, one of which a cockroach, which most people would run from, but I'm telling you, they're beautiful. And so what I'm getting is, don't judge. Listen, observe. Be available. That's what I'm hearing, be available. And the words be available and bioavailable are kind of like simultaneously right now dancing. They're doing a dance, and it's like they're always almost coming alive. Be available and bioavailable simply means be available so your body and the body of your life can come to life. Oh, I love it. So we are evolving. This I know. What that means, don't entirely know. And you know what? At this point, I don't care. I trust there is this knowing that all is well in the world and that we are in the most pivotal point through in time and history where the shadow is saying, look at me. You see me out there, but are you recognizing I'm in there too? I'm in here. You can look out there, but point the finger within. Not from a judging place, but from a place of, hey, see me, get to know me. So, we're going to go, like I said, we're going into the heart now, specifically the heart. And we're going into the valves of the heart. And in the valves of the heart, it's like, funny, it's like this rooter kind of energy going through, like a rooter going through the valves of the heart, just kind of unplugging any congestion there, any blockages that have not allowed the flow of love to be prevalent in our lives. To bring our hearts awake. And then we're linking that to apparently our throats. Linking it to our throats and our sense of free will and expression. It's like, speak only through the heart is what I hear. Speak only through the heart. It doesn't mean withhold. It just means recognize when it's not coming through the heart. Linking that to the back of the neck, actually. And I feel like a leash. Interesting. First I thought it was a noose, but I feel a leash. So it like it feels like there's a leash pulling on our necks. And it's restraining us. And the animals are saying, yes. Okay. So it's like this leash, like a halter. I see horses, like a halter. And the restraining of the spirit. And the question, what are you afraid of? And it just brings up so many emotions. Sadness, fear, excitement. So it's kind of this collective energy of emotion when we remove that neck, that restraining, choking collar from around our necks, from around our throats. Obviously, there's some congestion there. So, just coughing it out. And removing all that congestion from the head, from the throat, from the heart, from the mind, the level of the mind. Interesting enough, it feels like congested emotions, but it's at the level of the mind. And we're linking that to our navel chakra. And it's like, umbilicus is the word. So it's like, okay, so I see like umbilical cords. And they're like all of these umbilical cords that we've been hooked into. And it's like the umbilical cord of an animal, when it comes out naturally, rather than cutting the cord, it just dries up and falls off, and it falls off in a natural place. We've had these umbilical cords, these energetic umbilical cords that we've had since birth, actually. And what I'm seeing is they're drying up and falling off, not to disconnect us from the earth. But then I see like roots growing in our feet. So we are being rooted. We are being anchored. We are being planted solidly. I read a post recently that said something about, this is the time for planting seeds. Guess what, everyone? We are the seeds. This is us being planted. And the plants are happy to be acknowledged because they are. They just showed up and they're being acknowledged. So they're saying, yes, plant yourselves. Know us. Know who you are. Be from that place. Oh, that's really lovely. That's then linking physically into our kidneys. Interesting spot to link into. The trees are laughing at me. Linking into the kidneys. Thank you. It's kind of like, okay, so it's like, it's like establishing new roots through the feet, through the soles of the feet, up through the body in such a way that all of the branches are being connected. All of the branches of every organ, endocrine, body part in the body, in such a way that there is a remembrance of the connections between the parts of the whole. It's linking to the tongue and goes back to the heart, speaking heartful self-expression, speaking with the tongue connected where it needs to be connected, but not tied up and tangled and knotted up in past. It's saying the past is the past, let the past be the past. Past is the past, it's part of you, it brought you to where you are. It is time to remember it and quit recreating it. It is time to remember it and move from a place of stability, from a place of presence, from a place of, in Yogananda terms, self-realization. Nice. Then there is, I feel endorphins being kicked in. So as the connections and the branches are being connected, and as the seeds of each of us are being planted, I feel the endorphins kick in. And these endorphins are kicking in such a way where they're saying, levity, remember, levity. Levity, remember joy. Remember the joy. The heart is joyful. The heart, actually the heart is all things. All. The heart is all aspects of being. There is joy. There is sadness. There are all emotions. There are thoughts. There is all of that. The heart is the gateway that's linking up to the brain, the thalamus, the hypothalamus, the globus pallidus, all of those parts of the brain, the prefrontal cortex, the hemispheres, the corpus callosum, the cingulate gyrus. It's like linking all of those parts and sinking into the brain and saying, yes. The information comes down and clearly through the heart. And the information includes joy. The heart is joyful. It's about joyfully flowing through our lives and being that. Remembering the connection of all of our parts, the connection of all of our parts of our individual beings, and the connection of our individual beings to all of the parts of all other individual beings. From a space of differentiation, individuation, all that diversity, all of that beautiful, glorious colors and hues, and what we're working with right now is tapping into the differences in such a way where we're celebrating them all, and we're celebrating the nuances between the polarities of the duality of this world. So it's not black or white. It's black and white in all of the nuances and hues of colors of that full spectrum living in between. And it's not sweet or sour. It's sweet and sour in all of the individual differentiated flavors in between all of those differences, all of those nuances, all of those savoring of life. So it's the savoring of life. It's helping to tap us into the savoring of life, the satiation of life in such a way that we're not overwhelmed. We're wondrous. We're joyful. Doesn't mean we're not sad sometimes. Doesn't mean things go right all the time. It means we're allowing those variations in our experiences, and yet the core of us remains at peace, knowing that this is an exploration of creation, and we get the pleasure, the benefit, and we are graced with the ability to actually be here now and experience this experience. And we get the opportunity to experience the full range of life in such a way where we are like turned on. Again, lots of different people coming in. Abraham's coming in saying, tuned in, turned on, tapped in, all of that. And everybody tap your head and your heart and your navel with that one for that whole tapped in. And breathe. It's about bringing the full expression of each of us to be. Bringing the full expression of each of us. I see lights turning on here, 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 all very nice. Feel a pain in somebody's head. Oh, I think it's Rue. So, needing to work with Rue right now, thank you. I'm working on his head and neck. Ooh. Just bringing in healing and connecting with that right now. And then going into his nervous system. And for some reason I'm holding like his nose, the side of his nose and his chin, under his chin. And doing some work there and then working with the brain. And I'm holding under the left eye. Working with the central nervous system. and his parasympathetic nervous system. Need to work with his senses in terms of, and this is actually reflecting in all of our senses too, senses from past experiences that were traumatic and still linger in the back of our minds and still have a reactive, I hear reactive gene. So still working with that reactivity at the DNA level that is causing him to relive that experience over and over and over again. So needing to quiet that, bring his parasympathetic nervous system back online, do a repair program for that, as well as for everybody on the call, because it's like there's this, and I hear the word subcutaneous, actually, subcutaneous, and I'm working with what I'm feeling is like the subconscious level of the mind, the deepest recesses of the mind where old memories haunt us, not just from this life, but from past lives. And so working with our nervous systems in such a way to bring that to light, not that we have to remember it all, but bring it to light in such a way where it's no longer hiding in the deepest recesses of the shadows of our minds, and it's no longer an unconscious program running behind the scenes anytime something reminds us of it. And tapping that in, linking that to the senses. All of the senses, especially sight, sound, touch, actually all the senses. Mm. Now there's a quiet space while I'm seeing that all evolve. Angela, if you feel inclined, please unmute yourself because I feel like there's something that you have for this.
Wow. I don't know, as you were going through all of that, there's one point is I feel like I'm physically manifesting the congestion, and it did come in through the mind. And I feel that I carry certain pain in my body that started before this lifetime. And so as you were talking through all of that, it's like, what a wonderful opportunity to bring that to light and to release it. There's still a lot of congestion on the throat.
I feel that, and I don't want to force you to talk. I just felt like there was something that you needed to bring to this for that. I also felt the choking collar on you as well.
Yeah. Very much. Very much. Choices in, it's like underlying, I know kind of what I physically want to be doing in the world. And it may be outside of what my current career is. I do often feel choked in the workplace, just how things are structured. But as you were talking, it was like I started to feel that pain in my spine. So it's like maybe that's starting to work itself out. Everything coming into balance and alignment, just feeling everything that you talked through running through the body. You know, it's like the brain and the heart and all of the senses and the gut, everything lining up. And then with that,
it's like the desires lining up. It's like not thinking so much about what is it I want to do, just knowing this is what I want to do and watching. It's like the stars and the planets line up. How everything is moving slowly right now, it gives us opportunity to really hold space. We're not meant to run forward right now. We're meant to rest. We're meant to take time. There will be time for action and there will be time to move, but right now is the time just to align.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to be an important word. I keep hearing the hustle word, and it's like, how ooey does that feel? That's just not even, I don't want to hustle. Dance, maybe, but I want to align.
Ah.
Yeah, it feels like the planetary energies are so strong right now, and I know that's true, and it's been true for weeks, but it's almost like they're shouting at us.
They are.
When you said open your eyes wider and open your ears wider and open your heart wider, they're like, we've been saying and showing and showing and feeling and feeling, and we don't know how to give you a bigger display.
Exactly. very good. While you were talking, I've just been doing some unraveling. I don't know why my hand is just doing a lot of different things. I feel like I'm unraveling threads in all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Pulling threads from past lives, pulling threads from other dimensions, pulling threads from senses that are blocked and congested. Senses that are senseless, I hear.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Got anything else there?
It was kind of on when you were just mentioning things that are senseless. It's the focus. Where our focus is. And yes. I find this in myself, especially recently. It's, why am I focusing on the wrong things? And not that I'm trying to make them wrong, but they're not important. They're not really who I am.
And that is not the question to ask anyway. Why am I focusing on the wrong things is not the right question, yeah. Because all you would do is get in more answers of why you're focusing on the wrong things.
Exactly. It's more just to recognize, hey, that's senseless. Stop doing that.
Yes, thank you. Oh, very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Does anybody else have anything they want to add? I'm going to unmute everybody just in case.
I have something to add, Debbie.
Yes,
about the cat and the healing for all of us. I think that was part of it that happened, that the cat's medicine is healing ourselves and having the ability to heal ourselves and to be able to lay low and allow yourself to go with the rhythms of things. Because I had to sleep for like 20 hours a day as I was recovering and just like being in that healing mode and allowing, a complete allowance. Being. Mm-hmm.
And it was a cat that put you there.
My own cat, yeah. Mm-hmm. She was scared, right? She was scared she saw another cat.
Did you just say thank you to her?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I remember John saying, you know, if you get stung by a bee, then maybe you needed acupuncture. I think that's true with everything. So,
That's so true. Oh, interesting. It was right on my calf, which is at the stomach meridian.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, yeah.
That's the listening part. That's the planets and the animals and the plant life and the elements all saying, listen.
Yeah.
And just when we think we're listening, we're not listening. we're hearing and we're figuring it out instead of listening.
Yeah.
Or we're just blocking it out. I mean, it's because what's that? That's just some background noise. It's some little gnat. It's some little creature outside.
That's
the
me
window
with the
somewhere.
Cricket.
It's not me in here. It's not, doesn't have anything to do with what I'm, so I don't need to worry about that. You know, we filter out so much of that.
Yep.
Really important information.
Mm-hmm.
It's allegorious for that. For those Akashic message records coming down to us all the time and informing us every moment about what we're doing.
Yep.
The choices we need to make, the conversations we need to have, the things we need to say, the actions we need to take. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For me, it was, again, it was just that good remind, you know, just that really poignant reminder of where I needed in my energy field and in where in my consciousness, my wakefulness, what part of my brain, what part of my knowing did I need to tap into, to listen to? Where would I go to find that? You know, it's just like the express lane to that source. And
right.
That dragonfly was just telling me, here, it's right here, 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 here.
Mm-hmm. And now the elements are saying, can you listen more?
Yeah.
Can you listen more? Can you listen more?
And don't forget, because, you know, a couple of weeks go by and we're so drowned by so much stimulus all the time. You know, very few of us are able to live very quiet, hermetic, contemplative lives all the time. We walk outside the door, even inside the door, we're bombarded by the media on our phones or on wherever, and we forget so quickly. I mean, that was the thing with that, like the dragonfly. I remember that it was right there in my consciousness for at least a week or more. It's like a constant knowing of this is where you listen, this is where you listen, this is what you need to pay attention to. And then it kind of started fading out. Mm-hmm. And then I got a reminder, and then the lightning bug shows up, remember? You know, remember?
Exactly.
And I don't know, and like my cousin in the window next, in the room next door to me, when the kid was crying, she's hard of hearing. And the other person who would have heard it was my aunt. She's 100, so she's a little hard of hearing too. And, you know, I was like the only one who could even really have any chance at all of even, out of the three of us, of actually popping into that little tiny sound. And, you know, recognizing what it was and then being able to be conscious enough of the need there, of what it was saying, and to take action.
Yeah, the action that's being called for now, though, is pay attention to the subtleties. Just pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because everything is a messenger.
So much so, definitely. We're always open. There's always messages coming if we're open to receive them, giving them how to listen, where to listen.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I posted a picture on the event page.
Kidding, sorry. Coming home. I'm coming home.
Does anybody else have anything they want to say?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Everybody, I'm going to encourage you. In fact, let's do it now. Let's take those three
breaths. Thank you very much.
At the beginning. So let's just take a moment to breathe together, okay? And let's end on that breathing note. Okay.
I'm standing outside barefoot with my feet in the dirt and on a root of a tree, and the crickets are roaring in the background and all other nighttime animals. Sorry for the dog barking.
Don't apologize for the dog barking. The dog's being a dog. Just breathe. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Deb.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Have a wonderful new moon night, and I look forward to connecting with you guys next new moon.
Thank you.
Very grateful.
You're welcome, and me too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.